The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada, Hugh Hewitt. On Monday, July the 6th in the year of the plague, 2020, I'm inside the Beltway. As I said on the Reverend Al Sharpton's Politics Nation show last night, Donald Trump gave one of the best speeches of his presidency on Friday night at Mount Rushmore. You may not have heard it. You're going to hear it now. Here's part one of Donald Trump on Friday night.
Well, thank you very much. And Governor Noem and Secretary Bernhardt, we very much appreciate it. Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and a very special hello to South Dakota. As we begin this 4th of July weekend, the First Lady and I would wish each and every one of you a very, very happy Independence Day. Thank you. Let us show our appreciation to the South Dakota Army and Air National Guard and the U.S. Air Force for inspiring us with that magnificent display of American air power. And, of course, our gratitude, as always, to the legendary and very talented Blue Angels. Thank you very much. Let us also send our deepest thanks to our wonderful veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and the doctors, nurses, and scientists working tirelessly to kill the virus. They are working hard. I want to thank them very, very much. We're grateful as well to your state's congressional delegation, Senator John Thune. John, thank you very much. Senator Mike Rounds. Thank you, Mike. And Dusty Johnson, Congressman. Hi, Dusty. Thank you. And all others with us tonight from Congress, thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. There could be no better place to celebrate America's independence than beneath this magnificent, incredible, majestic mountain monument to the greatest Americans who have ever lived. Today we pay tribute to the exceptional lives and extraordinary legacies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom. We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight. And every American patriot should be filled with joy. Because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world. And it will soon be greater than ever before. Our founders launched not only a revolution in government, but a revolution in the pursuit of justice, equality, liberty, and prosperity. No nation has done more to advance the human condition than the United States of America. And no people have done more to promote human progress than the citizens of our great nation. It was all made possible by the courage of 56 patriots who gathered in Philadelphia 244 years ago and signed the Declaration of Independence. They enshrined a divine truth that changed the world forever when they said, "All men are created equal." These immortal words set in motion the unstoppable march of freedom. Our founders boldly declared that we are all endowed with the same divine rights given us by our Creator in heaven, and that which God has given us, we will allow no one ever to take away, ever. In 1776 represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph of not only spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive. But no, the American people are strong and proud, and they will not allow our country and all of its values, history, and culture to be taken from them. One of their political weapons is cancel culture, driving people from their jobs, shaming dissenters, and demanding total submission from anyone who disagrees. This is the very definition of totalitarianism, and it is completely alien to our culture and to our values, and it has absolutely no place in the United States of America. This attack on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped, and it will be stopped very quickly. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life. In our schools, our newsrooms, even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. Make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger, and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage. Very true, actually.
Don't worry, I will play the rest of it, America. Stay tuned. Watching on townhalltv.com or an edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. All of Donald Trump's terrific Mount Rushmore speech coming up on the Hugh Hewitt Show this morning.
Once upon a time, once when you were mine, I remember your skies.
Welcome back, America. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. I certainly did. It's Hugh Hewitt inside of the ReliefFactor.com studio, inside of the Beltway, where it remains a ridiculously hot stretch of days, but fun nevertheless. D.C. had a lot of fireworks on Saturday night, and we had a wonderful small gathering, just four, but that was great. People are social distanced here, and Virginia is doing pretty well. The surge across the United States is linked in part to reopening and linked in part to the massive demonstrations that followed George Floyd's murder. And I made that point in Al Sharpton last night, really triggered Al and Zelina Maxwell, because they don't want to admit that the demonstrations, which I don't think were illegitimate at all, they were almost necessary expressions of people's outrage at the murder of George Floyd. But they had an undeniable, I think, impact on the virus explosion. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Miami-Dade County, many other people said, of course they did. You can't have that many people that closely jammed together and not spread the virus. Reopening spread it as well. What is important to know is that thus far, the death rate continues to fall. Lots more cases, but a falling death rate. That's because we have better therapies, quicker recognition of what we're working with. The hospitals are on standby. It's just we're handling it better. It's still too many. It's 130,000 dead Americans, all because of China. I also have a Washington Post editorial up. It's on the landing page over at Washington Post about the Trump agenda versus the Biden agenda. And I try and be fair to both. I really urge you to get it and send it to everyone. That's really the policy choice. People can have personality choices, but the policy choices are laid out in my Washington Post column on the landing page today. I will continue to play the Donald Trump speech after the break. The Wall Street Journal this morning agreeing with me that President Trump delivered one of the best speeches of his presidency Friday evening. I said on Al Sharpton's show yesterday, it's along with the speech he gave in Saudi Arabia, one he gave in Poland, one he gave at Normandy, probably his most recent State of the Union, and, of course, his inaugural American Carnage Address. Those are the big six. But Mount Rushmore is a terrific speech. Oh, did it trigger the left? It triggered everybody. The left-wing press, which is so far left-wing, and they don't even disguise it anymore, hated it. They called it divisive and dark. It wasn't. It was clear. It was full of objectivity, and the left hates clarity. The radical view of American history is a web of lies. That's the president's line. I think he's completely right. We'll hear more of that after the break. I do want to give you the business story of the day brought to you by Birch Gold. And I have been urging you to get into gold and to diversify for quite some time. This morning, gold is trading at $1,783.40. I told you originally to get into it when it was in the 1400s. And it's because the Fed is just basically ballooning the deficit. They have basically expanded the money supply by $10 trillion. $10 trillion. And there's going to be phase four. People are genuinely worried about inflation, and they should be, which is why you should transfer a portion of your wealth to physical precious metals. You can do that by directly buying gold from Birch Gold. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747, H-U-G-H, to 474747, or go to hughgold.com. You can trust them. They've got extraordinary rankings on the Better Business Bureau site. That's who I buy my gold from. If you're going to diversify, and you should diversify, especially in your retirement accounts, they will do the rollover for you. I'll send you the free information. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747. Overseas last night, Japan was up almost 2%. China, Hong Kong index, incredibly, given the crackdown in Hong Kong, up 4%. England up 2%. Germany, 1.86%. And the business story of the day is the bull market is back for Chinese stocks. I mean, it's going crazy. Now, I never predict the day's market, but I'll tell you, Amazon closed the week at 2,890. I expect it's going to, early trading suggests it's going to go up another 1.5%, 2%, 3% today. I never can predict. I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet. But the surge of money into big tech, into the FANG stocks is extraordinary as people want momentum investing. But if you want a certain cushion, Birch Gold via HughGold.com. Don't forget as well, FlattenTheFear.com. When you head to FlattenTheFear.com, produced by our sponsors, Job Creators Network Foundation, you'll see at FlattenTheFear.com how to cope with the coronavirus and do so in a coherent, non-panicky way. FlattenTheFear.com is there for you to use and learn from and to be relieved by. FlattenTheFear.com. I'll be right back on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
There was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, just 20,000 lights swaying on a Saturday night. All right.
Welcome back, America 2 Hewitt on July 6th inside the Beltway in the ReliefFactor.com studio. So good to have you with me. Hey, here's the deal. The president gave one of the greatest speeches of his presidency at Mount Rushmore on Friday night. Now, many of you were out on Friday night celebrating in a backyard barbecue, socially distanced, I'm sure, and you didn't hear it. So I'm playing the entire thing over 2 hours. Here is part two of the president's remarks at Mount Rushmore Friday night.
It's very true, actually. That is why I am deploying federal law enforcement to protect our monuments, arrest the rioters, and prosecute offenders to the fullest extent of the law. Pleased to report that yesterday federal agents arrested the suspected ringleader of the attack on the statue of the great Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C. And in addition, hundreds more have been arrested. Under the executive order I signed last week pertaining to the Veterans Memorial Preservation and Recognition Act and other laws, people who damage or deface federal statues or monuments will get a minimum of 10 years in prison. And obviously that includes our beautiful Mount Rushmore. Our people have a great memory. They will never forget the destruction of statues and monuments to George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, abolitionists, and many others. The violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities that are run by liberal Democrats in every case is the predictable result of years of extreme indoctrination and bias in education, journalism, and other cultural institutions. Against every law of society and nature, our children are taught in school to hate their own country and to believe that the men and women who built it were not heroes, but that were villains. The radical view of American history is a web of lies. All perspective is removed. Every virtue is obscured. Every motive is twisted. Every fact is distorted. And every flaw is magnified until the history is purged and the record is disfigured beyond all recognition. This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. They defile the memory of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Roosevelt. Today, we will set history and history's records straight. Before these figures were immortalized in stone, they were American giants in full flesh and blood, gallant men whose intrepid deeds unleashed the greatest leap of human advancement the world has ever known. Tonight I will tell you, and most importantly, the youth of our nation, the true stories of these great, great men. From head to toe, George Washington represented the strength, grace, and dignity of the American people. From a small volunteer force of citizen farmers, he created the Continental Army out of nothing and rallied them to stand against the most powerful military on earth. Through 8 long years, through the brutal winter at Valley Forge, through setback after setback on the field of battle, he led those patriots to ultimate triumph. When the army had dwindled to a few thousand men at Christmas of 1776, when defeat seemed absolutely certain, he took what remained of his forces on a daring nighttime crossing of the Delaware River. They marched through 9 miles of frigid darkness, many without boots on their feet, leaving a trail of blood in the snow. In the morning, they seized victory at Trenton. After forcing the surrender of the most powerful empire on the planet, at Yorktown, General Washington did not claim power, but simply returned to Mount Vernon as a private citizen. When called upon again, he presided over the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia and was unanimously elected our first president. When he stepped down after 2 terms, his former adversary, King George, called him the greatest man of the age. He remains first in our hearts to this day. For as long as Americans love this land, we will honor and cherish the father of our country, George Washington. He will never be removed, abolished, and most of all, he will never be forgotten. Thomas Jefferson, the great Thomas Jefferson, was 33 years old when he traveled north to Pennsylvania and brilliantly authored one of the greatest treasures of human history, the Declaration of Independence. He also drafted Virginia's Constitution and conceived and wrote the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, a model for our cherished First Amendment. After serving as the first Secretary of State, and then Vice President. He was elected to the presidency. He ordered American warriors to crush Barbary pirates. He doubled the size of our nation with the Louisiana Purchase. And he sent the famous explorers Lewis and Clark into the West on a daring expedition to the Pacific Ocean. He was an architect, an inventor, a diplomat, a scholar, the founder of one of the world's great universities, and an ardent defender of liberty. Americans will forever admire the author of American Freedom, Thomas Jefferson. And he, too, will never, ever be abandoned by us. Abraham Lincoln, the savior of our Union, was a self-taught country lawyer who grew up in a log cabin on the American frontier. The first Republican president, he rose to high office from obscurity based on a force and clarity of his anti-slavery convictions, very, very strong convictions. He signed the law that built the Transcontinental Railroad. He signed the Homestead Act, given to some incredible scholars as simply defined ordinary citizens free land to settle anywhere in the American West. And he led the country through the darkest hours of American history, giving every ounce of strength that he had to ensure that government of the people, by the people, and for the people did not perish from this earth.
We will come back for more President Trump's address after, I think, in the second hour. I want you to hear it all because it's been denounced by the left, and it's a terrific speech. He's given a half dozen terrific speeches in Saudi Arabia directly to Islamic teachers and leaders there on the need to curb terrorism within Islam. In Poland, on the legacy of the West. At Normandy, on the contribution of the United States to the victory in Europe over Hitler and fascism. His State of the Union address last year, which laid out clearly the differences between left and right, the one that Nancy Pelosi tore up, and, of course, his inauguration speech, American Carnage, in which he promised a different, difficult path for America. And we're on that. We're divided as a result. But this speech at Mount Rushmore takes on the radical left, and it's long overdue. The radical view of history is a web of lies. So I call it the web of lies speech, and it will be long remembered and much appreciated. My Washington Post editorial, which do you prefer, Trump's agenda or Biden's, went up late last night. Now got 4,500 comments. I'm sure they all applaud. It begins with, I will be voting for Trump. He believes in the Constitution, as proved most obviously by his two Supreme Court justices and 53 Federal Circuit Court judges. And it goes on to talk about the military buildup, Bill Barr's investigations, deregulation, and it contrasts it with Joe Biden's agenda, fairly put forward, not trying to be unfair to the former vice president. Says he's genuinely pleasant and amiable, calm and welcoming presence. Many of his supporters simply yearn for an era of goodwill. He wants to raise taxes significantly. He wants the Green New Deal. He wants back in the Paris Accord. He wants the Iranian joint deal back. In fact, his supporters want him to use soft power and go easy on China. Donald Trump's going to be very tough on China. So this is a column about the agendas. It's gone everywhere, and I encourage you to go to WashingtonPost.com and read it. Selena Zito is coming up next. We'll talk about her Mount Rushmore speech. Don't go anywhere, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening inside the Beltway in the ReliefFactor.com studio, joined by Selena Zito, columnist for The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Examiner, The New York Post, and pretty much everybody. Good morning, Salito. Happy July 6th to you.
Good morning, sunshine. Happy July 6th to you as well.
I loved your latest column on the Army War College. Let's tell everyone if they want to read it or any of your columns, go to selenazito.com and sign up for the newsletter. Then you send them everything, right?
I do. I dump on Bard their email inbox. But whenever I travel and write a story, I send the stories out, and they're fun and they're not fattening.
No, they're fun and not fattening. I love this Army War College story. Tell people about it.
Well, it was the a promotion ceremony for Colonel Brian Fickle. It's very rare that you are moved up within your hometown, but he grew up in the town of Carlisle. So he was surrounded by his family, which was very meaningful to him, but also some of the soldiers and generals that contributed to his life along the way were there. And it was a very subtle but powerful moment. And at the very end, he talked about how he wanted to join the Army since he was 7 years old, when he went to see his brother at the Boy Scout Jamboree. And then his brother was sitting there, and he has come back from two bouts of cancer last year where he lost 80 pounds. And so it's a very emotional moment. But it's just... These are the young people that make the big difference in the world and in our lives and contribute to the betterment. It's not the kind of story that's going to get big clicks. It's not going to get big headlines. People aren't going to pass it around because it's not sensational. But it's very much still a story about who we are, the story of us. And I think it's
going to fly around the services. I think it's going to fly around the services. Promotion ceremonies, of which I've been to a few, change of command ceremonies, they're always poignant. It also underlined why I was so upset with Tammy Duckworth, senator from Illinois, put a hold on the raises for 1,123 senior officers because she's upset about the treatment of Colonel Vindman. I don't know anything about the treatment of Colonel Vindman by Mark Esper, but I know 1,123 military families need the promotions and the pay raises they get. It's braces. It's swim team lessons. It's a repair.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to hold American service people who have served decades hostage to your political agenda.
Yeah, his was held up for 14 months. And through the grace of God, he was able to, and maybe a little people that knew him, was able to be promoted this past weekend.
That is great.
Went to Gettysburg.
And that is also, Carlisle is Gettysburg. People get the bonus of that. Did you listen to or read President Trump's Mount Rushmore speech?
Yeah. So on July 3rd, that's the last day of the Gettysburg campaign. I have never missed going to Gettysburg. I went there. I got home in the anniversary week, 3-day period, July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I went home and I listened and watched the speech. This is the best speech he's ever given.
See, that's what the Wall Street Journal said. I said that on Al Sharpton's show last night. Now, you would have thought I triggered his audience because it was that good.
It was incredibly good. And you can go over through a microscope through those words, and you cannot find and then you go on Twitter or social media, and I don't know what they thought, what they heard, but it doesn't matter. The sort of mainstream reaction within New York and Washington, D.C. to his speech astonished me. I don't understand why they can't hear the exact same thing just because he's saying it. And that has to be the only reason. But
the Wall Street Journal this morning quoted the Los Angeles Times, "At Mount Rushmore, Trump uses 4th of July celebration to stoke a culture war." New York Times, "Trump uses Mount Rushmore speech to deliver divisive culture war message." Associated Press, "Trump pushes racial division, flouts virus rules at Rushmore." And then from the Washington Post, "At Mount Rushmore, Trump exploits social divisions, warns of left-wing cultural revolution in dark speech ahead of Independence Day." Those are all lies. That's just not true. That's why I'm playing the speech. Last word to you, Selena.
absolutely not true. It was an aspirational speech. It was a speech to bring people together. But it was also a speech to say, hey, we're not going to tolerate this stuff anymore. We're not going to do that. This is who we are. And I'm it's as though they like had a meeting and said, hey, this is the line we're going to go with this speech. And everybody on board? Okay, let's do this.
It's the blue bubble echo chamber. They all got each other's reactions and they all wrote the wrong speech, revealing that they're not really reporting. It's all editorializing and they hate Trump.
Yeah. And no matter what he says, even if it's something that they completely agree with, it's going to be wrong / racist / bigoted / divisive.
Slash dark.
Came out of his mouth.
Great. Selena Zito, always a pleasure to see you. Great column. Remember, sign up at selenazito.com for everything that Selena Zito writes. And come right back, America. My Washington Post column is over at the Washington Post this morning. Hers is at the Washington Examiner. But just go to selenazito.com and come back for hour two of today, July 6th, Hugh Hewitt Show.